Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann, we're catching up with Hannes Nienaber today. Hannes is responsible for written content at Supersport Schools, and we speak to him in the wake of several top public schools, including three in East London and one in Makanda, having cut sporting and cultural ties with the prestigious private school Kingswood College because of what one school termed is aggressive poaching of their most talented pupils. Hannes, it's not just the Eastern Cape which is struggling with this. It's something which over the years has raised its head from time to time. What do you make of the latest spat, though? Good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Yes, look, it's poaching or, as they say, reaching out to players and talented players and youngsters at school. You won't find this in chess. It's only in schoolboy rugby, mostly, that players are being tried to get to the best players to your school. So it's something that has been along, I think, from the 90s. There was the first post-matrix type of thing, and it has expanded now to I think it's a countrywide thing.
It also seems to have gone beyond rugby. I know it was very prevalent amongst rugby, but I see in this latest story, cricket fixtures between the schools have now been cancelled as a result. And there's also been allegations of certain pupils who do well academically being poached, for want of a better phrase. It's expanding.
Yeah, no, they're definitely expanding, and it's problem pressures within the different schools that, oh, you can't just buy yourself rugby players. We also want our academics to lift up, or our cricket team must be better. So it definitely expanded and busy expanding to more sports and more activities within the school environment.
Now, you can see that it's disruptive for the schools that are having their pupils poached, for want of a better word, again. How can they deal with this in a positive way? How does one go forward? Because it is disruptive. They don't want to lose their stars. But at the same time, this is a free market.
Yeah, no, it makes it difficult. I think it won't be stopped by... it will always be... the free market is the right wording there. It's a free market. I don't think we want to look at kids like they're products that can be bought. But it's unfortunately in South Africa, with the socioeconomic challenges we face, it is... prevalent in the schools with parents want their kids, if they're getting bursaries from the school, they don't have to pay school fees. It helps with alleviating the budgetary pressures within each household. So all of that plays a part in it. But it's also, I feel I've almost have had an idea that because there's no, it should fall under the Department of Basic Education, but they will never get to that level involved within schools, and it's so widespread that they don't have probably have the hands to get to handle the individual players that has been poached and the allegations and so forth. And in South Africa, our constitution also you have a right to go to the school that you want to. So it also has an impact there. So if a parent wants to move his kid to another school, he's allowed to. And it all of that it makes it difficult to regulate this. But what I do believe is that probably there should become a system between headmasters that, oh, if we take this kid from you, that you have invested money into him, that we probably pay that the previous school a fee for a development fee of that you brought the kid to here, and now we're taking him further or that. But yeah, I don't also know if that would be the answer, but at least it will give the other school that the kids are being poached from the budget to probably bring in through the next kid as well and not just run at a loss.
Okay, so it isn't illegal, but is there a moral obligation on the Department of Education to get involved and set guidelines, if nothing else, at this stage? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's definitely a moral obligation. It's also moral obligation for headmasters to be that's why they are usually upstanding and people within their communities, and it's important for them to be of a moral standard and integrity and yeah. So, but all we all know that in an ideal world, it will work like that, but unfortunately not all headmasters and people think the same about stuff.
The headmasters themselves are under pressure to deliver results, so you can see why poaching becomes an attractive option to them.
Yeah, and it's also a fact that that's why it's in rugby most prevalent, is the fact that schools employ rugby directors that they pay a lot of money for. Probably some of them get more money than the headmaster, and they also have to perform. And if they don't perform, they have to go and get other players, because it secures their jobs as well. So if they can't coach the guys that are there to the level that's needed from the system, they will go and find them elsewhere, and that's to make their job safe. Because they are getting paid big salaries, they're under pressure the whole time as well.
The fallout from this, obviously, is that relationships, long-standing relationships between schools who've been around for years and years and years, relationships are damaged, possibly irreparably. That's a big cost.
That's a big, very big cost, and last year the Cape schools have signed between them a memorandum of understanding, let's call it that, that they won't poach each other's players. But it's also, I've seen these memorandums, and the headmasters, all the boys' schools, all the schools that go to Wilderklaver sign stuff like that. But it's almost more a document that says, yes, we won't poach from you, but we will poach from the rest. They are free game. So I don't think that's also a solution for the problem, because if all the schools in Makanda or the Eastern Cape say, hey, we won't poach from each other, schools from outside KZN, we poach a lot of Eastern Cape players as well in the Free State, will still come in and take the best players out of the province.
The level of subterfuge even extends as far, Hannes, as parents of children moving to Kingswood, in this case, reportedly being required to sign non-disclosure agreements about the scholarships, bursaries, or reduced fees that they're being offered. There should be a little more transparency about it as well, surely.
Yes, and I would look. The I think probably the only solution that would work is, every community, it's the same. It has to look after itself. And the Kingswood community in this case, if I was a parent of a private school kid and some of my money goes to other kids, I would probably ask questions. And if I then pay for that kid to take my kid's place in the sports team or in the chess team or in the... I will definitely ask questions. So it's always good for a community to police itself almost. And it's important to, and we're calling now Kingswood for this, but it's most schools are guilty of poaching players.
Is this a strictly South African problem, or does this problem raise its head overseas? And if so, how do institutions there deal with a problem like this? Do they have rules in place? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's probably mostly a South African issue. There is schools in New Zealand that has been had something similar that they've been kicked out of the league, and schools didn't play them at all, and they had to revert back. In South Africa, unfortunately, the policing and we are a bit more vast environment than New Zealand. And the amount of schools that play schoolboy rugby, and that, so it plays an important part. It's for the kids, most of them, because of the socio-demographic issues in South Africa, some of the kids, it's a way out for them. If they get a contract after school or a good education from it, it does play definitely. It's a bigger problem in our country for it, and we can't fault it for helping kids. But we probably need a body, and I said it's probably under the Department of Basic Education, because it doesn't go to SA Rugby, and it also doesn't fall under the various schoolboy associations, the SA Schools Association or the Eastern Province Schools High Schools Association. It's a difficult thing. I think nobody knows who's – there's nobody policing it at the moment, and I don't think anyone wants to put their head into this beehive.
A last one for you. Is there a line that has been crossed in the case of Kingswood, since they're the ones who are in the focus in this particular issue? But you say that many schools have been doing this for many years. Is there a particular line that has been crossed? Why is Kingswood being focused on in this particular instance?
I think it's this time Kingswood, because Graeme College has spoken out on what has happened. Usually schools keep them to themselves and just fight and just don't do it. But it's commendable from Graeme College to say this isn't right. I also believe that the thing that's probably the most troubling for me in the relationship between the two schools is that the release from Graeme College said that the transfer wasn't done properly and not communicated to Graeme College, because usually what happens is the headmaster have to contact the other school and say, there's a kid from you that applied here, but that hasn't happened according to Graeme College. And that's troubling, because it's probably within a small community like that. Look, if a school from Pretoria or from Durban takes your kid and he doesn't communicate because he doesn't have the phone number or email address of the headmaster, then it's probably, but surely Kingswood and Graeme College headmasters know each other. They've seen each other around in town. So it's interesting that they didn't communicate Kingswood properly to Graeme College. Oh, this is happening. So probably it's like my grandmother always said, if you wondering who is looking at you and who knows what you're doing, then you're doing something wrong. So if Kingswood didn't want to call Graeme College, probably they knew that they did it wasn't on the right track with what they were doing.
The relationship between the two schools, as well as a few others, appear to have been damaged. How would you advise them to repair that? Can it be repaired?
I believe it can be repaired, but it will be difficult. To go and sit and talk through it and say what has happened and transpired and why they are unhappy and why they did it, all of that, to go through the whole process. It's important, but it will be difficult. I think it will also be difficult. Kingswood's most games are within the Eastern Cape. So if suddenly more schools don't want to play against them, They will get into trouble with running that rugby program at the school. Everything in life has a balance. If you go past the balance, then probably you're in trouble. And I don't think it will be difficult. It also have a financial implication. If you suddenly then to get 14 games for your season, to go and find games outside of the province, it will be difficult.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.